Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Beacon Hill today, state lawmakers begin consideration of Governor Charlie Baker's new state budget plan. One of the questions to be debated will revolve around how to fix the MBTA and make it more reliable as it inches its way back to normal after its winter weather breakdowns. We put that question to Fred Salvucci, State Transportation Secretary under former Governor Michael Dukakis. Salvucci is now a lecturer at the MIT Center for Transportation Studies. Salvucci says in order to move forward, the MBTA's debt has to be decoupled from the rest of its budget because paying debt service gobbles up 40% of the T budget.
The money which is needed for operation and maintenance has been put into competition with paying for debt service. By crowding that into the T budget, you've put the T in a position where, as the capital program requires money, there's less and less money to operate service and to maintain. Nobody wants to cut service, so you tend to skimp on maintenance, and over time, you really damage the infrastructure by failing to maintain it properly.
On the subject of money, I'm wondering if you think the T system can afford the expansions on tap and at the same time fix the problems that are clearly troubling it now.
It's essential to do both. I mean, in government, as Lyndon Johnson once said, you have to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. We're very lucky in the Boston metropolitan area that our economy is growing better than most of the country. The really booming areas are Kendall, the Seaport Innovation District adjacent to the downtown itself, and Longwood Medical. At least half of the jobs that are in those places could not be there without the MBTA, and all of the growth has to come by transit because our roadway system is at full capacity at this point. So that means, yes, you have to spend some money, but you're also going to collect taxes from that economic growth. And if it doesn't come to Kendall and the Innovation District, it is not going to 495. It's going to California.
You know, I can hear people on the other end of the radio listening to that answer, though, and saying, I'd rather have a core T system that brought itself up to modern in the 21st century instead of a larger but mediocre system.
I wouldn't disagree with that, except there's a third choice and a better choice, which is to have a modern system that does expand. Think about it this way. The Red Line reaches Route 128 and a little bit beyond to the south, down to Braintree. It's truncated Alewife to the north. If that service were continued reaching 128 in the north, think about the change it would make in terms of the accessibility of Kendall and the Innovation District and the downtown. You need to improve the capacity and quality of the center, but you also need to reach where the people live who are coming to work in these jobs.
Governor Baker has proposed in his first state budget a 53% increase in state funding for the T. On its face value, does that seem like the right move?
I was frankly very pleased that he kept that much money in the T. Governor Baker has a serious challenge here. He's got an organization in almost visible disarray. Now he's beginning to get his people in place. I think the budget is an encouraging sign, but it's not enough. I think they really need to take the debt service off the back of the T, perhaps over 3 to 4 years, in order to allow the operating budget to properly operate and maintain the service we have while we hopefully continue to expand and invest capital.
You think there's a political will on Beacon Hill to deal with the problems head on?
I think it's going to take time, but I think you're going to have to see the governor lead on this, and I'm hoping the legislature will respect that lead.
Fred Salvucci, thank you very much for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Fred Salvucci, former transportation secretary, is a civil engineer and a lecturer at the MIT Center for Transportation Studies.